Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
There's not a lot of size at the rim for Sacramento. Dallas hasn't allowed that on their end.
Davis with the lob, the throw down by Lively. And the lead is 25 now for the Mavs.
Go home, Sacramento. Go home, Kings GM. Final hour, fist pump time of the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Good morning, Metroplex. Thursday edition of Sean and Bobby. Choppy is out honeymooning in Italy. Here on DFW Sports Station, we have you covered. An absolute beatdown that started in the second quarter, and good for Klay Thompson. Anthony Davis responds after a slow first half to score 27, and they move on to the play-in game tomorrow night in Memphis against the Grizz for the right to become the 8th to take on the Oklahoma City Thunder. Celebrate with me, Bobby.
Would we call Anthony Davis responding when he finally makes some buckets with her up 25?
Yeah, A-Roddy.
Yeah, just if we're going to talk about Dak being garbage time, then I think we need to talk about Anthony Davis being like 2-for-10 before they were actually up.
Yeah, I was a little worried. I bet on, 19.5 over points for AD. Let's hear what they're saying on ESPN about the Mavs.
With Chet Holmgren and Hartenstein, and on your front court, you got to have some size. And that's not to say Memphis doesn't have it in a guy like Jaren Jackson Jr. We get all of that. But when I look at Lively out there with an Anthony Davis who can give you 28-12, Anthony Davis didn't have a great game yesterday. Still finished with 27. Klay Thompson, the sniper that he was last night, that's the Klay Thompson we know and love. That brother hit all 5 shots in the second quarter.
Man, so the game is so insignificant. They're not starting with the recap on First Take. They're going to the preview of who's the tougher opponent for the Thunder, Mavs or Grizz. But I can guarantee Stephen A. was about to say the Mavs are the scary matchup because of the size.
How unsexy do you think the Mavericks are nationally right now? Knowing Kyrie's out and everything else, they've got, even in a giant market.
How much does the Luka stain make them a little, like if you're watching them in a game, not sexy at all. You're talking about them on a segment like these shows, they're still sexy because of the Nico mess.
Yeah, someone's but like dying. Reflect it, like you say, they're looking ahead. They've got to look at it through a context of...
Oh, you want the Grizzlies to win if you're the NBA.
Yeah.
You want the Grizzlies as the 8. Are you kidding me? Shea versus Ja and how can I say drama with Ja? The Jama...
Drama. There's no way to do
Payton
it.
I was giving you a rhyme.
I know you were. Thank you.
Payton's trying to finish your freestyle rap for you. Yeah. Pajama rhymes with drama.
Yes. So the Mavs get the win. What I want to know from the fan text, did you change your mind at all when the game was happening? Bobby did not. I said yesterday I wanted the Mavs to go ahead and win this game. I may want them to lose. We're going to have to do the draft math tomorrow. You got to tell me what's at stake.
Oh, I can look it up right now.
All right. If they beat the Grizz versus losing to the Grizz, I need to know percentages. I need to know likelihoods before I want them to go ahead and win another play-in game. But did you change your mind at all, 75% who wanted them to lose yesterday when the game actually started and you were staying? Did you stay up? How many of you actually stayed up past halftime? I consider that a win because it was a beatdown after two quarters.
6.2% of the top four, 1.3% of the number one pick.
If they
were to lose this game. If they win it, they're
6% top four?
Yes.
Okay.
Their floor right now would be, if they lose, their absolute bottom would be 12. And if they win this game, their bottom would be 15. And so you're talking about three spots, but they would be locked into 15. It would be 12 with a possibility of being in the top four, with a 6% possibility.
And if you win, you cannot get in the top four.
No.
So 6% we're talking about, right?
Yeah, and you drop three, a couple three spots.
Yep. Okay.
I think that's worth it. Derek Lively was right around pick 12.
Yeah.
So it matters. But then again, I think pick 15 was also Steve Nash back in the day.
877-881-1053 in order to hit us up here on The Fan.
Did you see, by the way, I don't know if we pulled it. I think you retweeted it. Did you see that wild clip of Steve Nash talking to LeBron?
I wish I was black.
Yeah, but I was asking about Steve Nash.
Yeah, he was telling LeBron that with the J.J. Redick follow-up podcast, is that, yeah, the influence and the shoes and the way, the style of game, Tim Hardaway, I wish I was black.
Which
Steve Nash.
Which, like, I think...
Steve Nash just looks so damn cool.
No, and that was such a, like, I mean, I think on the surface, like, somebody can hear that, and we get a reactionary society sometimes that goes like, ooh, that's just offensive because it pricks your ears a little bit. But in general, like, I think he was genuinely trying to say, I have such a respect for the culture and how much I loved it that I wanted that. But it was funny to watch him lead up to it because you could tell he had a hesitancy of saying, like, this is what I want to say, but I got to be very careful in building towards saying it.
What are the Tolos saying about staying up, Pepe? Do we get a little change of heart or no?
Yeah, you have some saying third quarter out of it, halftime. You do have some answers with your Ja Morant rhyme with drama. You have Ja Rama. Ja Rama from the 817.
Ja Rama, perfect.
And then you have 817 saying drama rant.
Okay. So, but what about not watching?
Oh, that's good, though.
817 says, I did, just wanted to watch it because I'm a Mavs fan. No, I didn't watch, from 903. 808 says, whatever pick the Mavs end up with, Nico's trading it for KD, so it doesn't matter.
That's a good point.
We blew by that too quick. That was genius. What number was that text in? Drama rant?
817.
That's perfect. You combine the whole name and drama, you get the perfect rant. Drama reference. That's perfect. Great job, 817.
All right. Yesterday in the pregame, thanks to Tolo D, who agrees with Bobby that she has Maverick hatred and didn't really want to watch and participate.
There we go.
But D was, for some reason, watching the pregame. Maybe she was really interested in Bulls Heat when Shams talked about who set up the Nico meeting.
For you, what I don't understand, and again, people scrutinize this trade and have opinions of it. Why did they do this closed door? I don't think that really sat well with anybody. Forget about, you know, the local fan, but anybody. It didn't go over very well.
So, Bob, my understanding is Nico Harrison did not want to do this closed door round table. This was not his idea. This was something that was enforced by their owner, Patrick Dumont.
That's interesting.
Turn up that heat a little bit. Turn it up on him.
Okay, so I was trying to figure out. My initial reaction was, this makes me feel worse that Dumont made Nico. First off, is anyone letting... I already know the answer. I just have to ask. Do you let Nico off the hook a little bit that they went and conducted that train wreck, but Dumont made him do it? I already know your answer is going to be no. But I was like, man, to do something that's stupid scares me more that the owner came up with the idea. But you felt differently and asked a couple good follow-up questions of, did the owner say address it, but then Nico and Welts and PR came up with the stupid rules?
Yeah, so if Dumont said, hey, I want you to have an off-the-record, no-recording conversation, that's stupid. And yeah, at that point, Dumont's more responsible for that. But if Dumont just said, you guys have been silent for 2 months, we got to start giving answers to this because we're just going to keep hemorrhaging money and support. You need to go out there and start explaining yourselves. And then they decided that they were going to, okay, fine, we'll talk, but we're going to have these parameters. Well, then I'm giving credit to Dumont and saying that Nico Harrison's a total baby back B.
It is really starting to set in with me that Patrick Dumont is way more clueless than Nico. Is that a crazy statement? or do you have to put them in the same exact category?
He strikes me. There's some of this push on the fan text. I don't know where it's coming from, of just Nico's just the fall guy for Dumont wanting to get rid of him. We have no evidence of that. In fact, everything that McMahon and others have said is...
Well, Nico said he took it to Dumont, and Dumont laughed, like not taking him serious.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that everything we've heard is that Dumont has just said, run free, do whatever you like, because I don't know basketball. I don't think that's...
Which we normally would give owners credit for, unless they trade the city's favorite love interest from a sports standpoint.
I give credit for having a top person that you say, I trust because I'm out of my depth. Where I don't give you any credit is just saying, I'm going to trust one person, and I'm not going to have anybody here to potentially check him and tell me if he's wrong. But I think the thing is I don't think it's concerning that he doesn't know basketball, because I think that's like most owners in professional sports, where it's an investment and they put people in place. It's just they've misrepresented how much he loves basketball and is basketball obsessed.
Stephen A. had a response to the Mavs front office after that meeting.
This is the dumbest, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard a franchise suggest. And Nico Harrison ultimately looks bad because he goes out there and what does he say? We actually looked good when we were on the court together for two and a half quarters. Now, we all love, if you know Nico, you got love for him, okay? I've known Nico for years. I have never, ever heard him say something that idiotic. Ever. We really looked good for 2.5 quarters. You didn't even say a game. 2.5 quarters? You can't do that. But they did it because that's what's going on in Dallas right now. And oh, by the way, your owner was Mark Cuban, who was a bit wild, to say the least. But one thing we never associated with him was stupidity. This is a first.
Boy, I'm at least a little hopeful that all of this fallout for Nico and the you need to go up there and talk to the media reaction is a little bit of Dumont going, there's a problem here, and I need to start figuring out what I'm going to do with you. That's what I hope, it's the seeds of that. But yeah, we got a couple people on the fan text right after we just talked about that. 214 comes in and says, Dumont told Nico to make the trade, with 3 exclamation points. You have some other people. Nico was just operating under what Patrick Dumont told him.
The only way I would buy that is if Dumont didn't want to pay tax. And I would buy it then.
Right, but I mean, if he's clearly so money conscious, then he's lost more money than the tax would have been through this trade.
But maybe he didn't anticipate that.
But
he didn't anticipate that the whole city would revolt.
But if Nico was truly under just duress, which we have no evidence of, what we do have evidence of is Nico Harrison hated Luka Doncic.
Yes.
We have evidence of that.
Yes.
Nico would have had enough business sense, you would think, coming from Nike, to know what blowback looks like in the market.
Well, whatever positive step the Mavs made in your heart last night, or they could make, get you a little playoff interested if they beat the Grizzlies and take on OKC, that's probably going to come crashing down after what Tim McMahon said on the Hoop Collective.
First of all, Dirk is completely turned off by this franchise. I'll have more on that coming out once they're eliminated. It's probably Thursday morning. But like I asked, hey, why not seek Dirk's input? Why not seek Cuban's input? And he basically said, if they're not in the building, they don't know what's going on now.
I mean, that's true on its... I'll agree with them.
Stay tuned for why Dirk's not in the building. And the reason Cuban's not in the building is because Nico made sure he got his butt kicked out of basketball operations once that sale went through.
If I am Patrick Dumont or Nico Harrison and I hear Tim McMahon, I am worried. They're probably not, because they have shown they don't give a rat's ass what anyone thinks. But normal people, if it was me, I'm terrified of what Tim McMahon is going to write about Dirk not feeling good about the franchise.
I'm so excited.
Terrified about that. The Cuban thing, it's going to probably be, a lot of people aren't going to have sympathy for Cuban. You didn't want Mark Cuban running basketball operations anyway. It's probably going to be how Cuban was lied to or got the rug pulled out from under him, how the NBA didn't include the language in the contract. That's what I'm guessing. But whatever this Dirk stuff is, I'm terrified if I'm at the AAC. I'm terrified. They probably aren't, because they've shown they don't care. But I can't wait to see what he has to say about that.
Well, and I wish I had the exact terminology he used with this. Do you remember yesterday when he was talking about Dirk? He said that, or no, this was on the Hoop Collective where he said this. He talked about Dirk was in the building. That was the second time he's been to a game this year. The first time was Luka's game in LA, and the next time was Luka's return to Dallas. And he's like, you know, after the game, Dirk didn't have anything to say to anybody, on the record at least, blah, 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 blah. And then went on. And so it's like, I think there may have been something that Tim was able to gather that night after the Lakers game, that's what he's sitting on. And it's probably, hey, wait for the season to be over, and then you can talk a little bit more freely about some of this
stuff. We got a Cowboys legend and breaking news with a college football legend stepping away. We'll bring it to you on the Home of the Cowboys next. Breaking news in the world of college football here on Sean and Bobby. Lee Corso will make his final college game day headgear pick on August 30th. So Lee Corso is finally stepping away. Bobby has his little sarcastic look on his face. I understand why. This is, all time might be a little dramatic. This is a pretty lengthy broadcasting debate. A very tough and difficult one that's been going on for a long time. It's clear that Corso, right, probably shouldn't be on TV very much. And then you have the other side, like I think RJ would say, Lee Corso built that show. He has the right. It's up to him to decide when to step away. Then you have the other side being like, okay, when do you have the responsibility to try to like take, I'm going through this with my dad right now. Choppy went through it with his father. Trying to take the keys from your dad. I knew I couldn't take the keys from my dad, so I just had to put him in a self-driving car. That was the compromise. So my dad has a self-driving car now because he's 90 years old and no one trusts him out on the road. So where did you fall? But this was a very dangerous thing to say on the air. If you tweeted it, right, you get that backlash, that sentiment versus dealing with those tough stumbles and, brain farts that would happen inevitably with a guy that has Lee's miles.
Yeah, it was...
Sorry, go ahead.
Now, to me, it really became obvious last year in the way that... No.
Have you not watched College Game Day before that?
No, I'm saying it really became obvious last year in the way the others talked to him. Like, in the way that you heard him almost like...
Happy.
Their tone would drop.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, Lee, what do you think?
Yeah.
And it was just like, gosh, this feels like...
Charity?
Yeah, charity, or just like, I hate watching it. Like, it's like, if you guys want to bring him back one...
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Once on set, like, hey, this is a nice special thing. Lee wanted to be involved. Lee, let's put him up here. Fine. But every week to go up there and, like, go from, all right, here's our show, here we're talking to, like, hey Lee, what do you think? Do you like Notre Dame? Do you like their quarterback, Lee?
Yeah.
Or it's like, guys, somebody should have made the decision at the corporate level and said, we got to pull him off. He can't stay.
But okay, you know how that would have come across, though?
Yeah.
That would have angered. What would you have done if you were ESPN? You're an executive producer of College Game Day. How do you approach it? You kind of try, I would think, maybe you want to be cold-blooded Bobby, Nico Belt, with kid gloves a little bit.
Record segments for him if you need to have him on the show. Like, do stuff like toss to a Lee video or something, but you can't have him up there live, and it's weird. It's a very uncomfortable setup. To me, it's worse.
No, how do you talk to him about leaving?
I mean, apparently in a tone of like, hey, Lee, we, like, I mean, that's how you start, I guess. But no, honestly, I would just say, Lee, look, like, there has to be an awareness that I'm sorry this is uncomfortable, but, like, we're doing a bad thing by putting you up here on TV. And it's not anything to do with, you know, you as a person. I think it's other than just you've reached a point in your life where you're not as quick as everybody. Everybody reaches a point where they got to go to retirement, and it's not anything to do with disrespect. We want to have you involved. Maybe we can figure out a way for you to do some recorded segments where we can get you some cleaner takes.
I want to be there. That's part of game day, is being on campus.
I'm sorry, you've reached the end.
Okay, I would do it a little. Dying.
You're dying.
Don't ever go to bed.
It's not a dying thing, and it's a private conversation. You're not doing it in front of everybody on TV, but you got to tell him directly, Lee, you don't have the fastball anymore.
Well, Pepe, what do you think?
You got all Mike Bassick stuff.
Do you let him just make the call himself?
No, because he's hurting the content, in my opinion. It's the same thing with Dick Vitale. I know RJ would hate me for this, but Dick hurts the broadcast, okay? Like, you got to get rid of the old guys here, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. That's a harsh way to say it.
that's honest. I'm not saying that he's dying over here.
The worst, here's the thing. It's more offensive. Genuinely, there's no other way for me to say it. It feels like elder abuse to put him up there. To the point so bad. That is such a bad look for them. That's a worse look than telling him, Lee, it's time.
You're giving him an opportunity to embarrass himself. What I would do, God, once again, more proof that I should be in upper management, Brian Purdy, if you're listening. I know it'd be shocking that I would take the soft approach. First, I got to go to Herb Street.
Ever since he had a daughter.
I just know, you know, how to talk to people. Most of the time. Maybe
Lee,
not,
how you doing?
Maybe not Bobby. You got... Fair or not, I got to put it on Herb Street. He seems like the nephew. He seems like the grandson to Corso. Yeah. So I bring in Herb Street and I'm like, have a talk with him. If Herb Street doesn't want to do it, I bring in Lee and I'm like, look, you're a legend. Obviously, you don't have the fastball, as Bobby said. We need to protect your legacy a little bit. So we need to figure out a way to transition away. Got to figure it out. And then if you need to show him, sometimes like we got to do this with my pops. I'll video record him. I'll be like, all right, you don't believe me? Watch these highlights. What? You know what I mean?
Imagine like, if during
we're protecting your legacy, we need to figure out a way to transition instead of you're done. See you later.
The Dick Vitale comparison is sort of right, but it's still not completely. Imagine if throughout all of Dick Vitale's treatment if they were still throwing him up there. That's more similar to in terms of just like he's not in a position
to undergoing cancer treatment is similar to this.
I'm saying like the issue of just like when they are at a completely vulnerable board, like that's
like having him walk up there, all you're doing is waiting and hoping he doesn't fall down. I was actually mad at ESPN. I disagreed with RJ when he said Lee should be able to make the call. No. Lee Corso doesn't, you know, he doesn't have broadcasting rights to College Game Day.
Right.
And you still got to protect him from himself. We don't want to smear your name or have people remember you for anything bad. You know what I mean? So it's tough. It's a very tough broadcasting decision, and it was split on social media a lot of times.
To me, if you truly love the guy, like I think most of them do,
yeah,
you would have enough, you'd be able to have that difficult talk with him and say, Lee, you can't do it anymore. Like, I care about you and respect you too much to let you sit up there and in this state and do that. Because right now he is clearly slowed down. There are times where he doesn't seem completely aware of the conversations that they're having. Like, it's not good.
So, that's the celebratory news. Lee Corso with the final show, College Game Day, on August 30th.
325 says, you guys are asses. Lee Corso is as classy as it gets. Yes, he needs to retire, but the way y'all talk about him, you guys are classes. 325.
Not me.
Well, we're not even saying that.
I was classy. I was very sensitive.
325. You can be in denial about it. Like, just watch him talk.
I don't know if people care, Bobby.
That's okay.
I don't know if people care. They just want to see him put it on and have the nostalgia. You know what I mean? They might not get that very uncomfortable feeling that we're getting. Hoping that he doesn't embarrass himself.
It's not, and that's the thing. It's not just like, oh my gosh, how embarrassing.
Peyton.
It's not like, oh my gosh, how embarrassing. Lee Corso is. He's old now. It's not that. Like, if you watch him, the people who are saying this, these are fans of College Game Day who I don't think watch it every week. If you watch it every week and you see this is something that is, it's not just embarrassing. It's like this feels.
Oh, I think a lot of people
mean to put him up there.
I don't disagree. I think a lot of people like Choppy would just be like, I don't care. Let him have his moment. He's a legend. He helped create it. It doesn't bother me if for 3 minutes he's stumbling and bumbling. I'm guessing the other side. Don't read something stupid.
214.
Don't read something
dumb. The people
defending
putting Corso up there, I know who they voted for.
So a college legend.
Good one, 214.
A college legend says goodbye, and yesterday the Cowboys bid adieu to Tyron Smith. Jerry, of course, asked the inevitable question, is and when he going into the Ring of Honor with Zach?
Well, again, there is no question they're going in the Ring of Honor. Let me be real clear about that. And I must have missed that in my elaborate remarks. But without a question, we've never had a player play for the Dallas Cowboys that represents us, that played on and off the field the way that he's been a part of this team. And yes, he'll be going in the Ring of Honor.
So there you go. We knew that was going to happen. Yesterday we had the Hall of Fame discussion. You know the thing that Jerry, the uncomfortable Jerry moment yesterday, and he didn't crack a smile or do his usually, haha, I'm being charming here. When he talked about the agents.
The agent when he talked about Joe Panos, he goes, I know I'm not usually one to praise agents. Yeah, that was
But he didn't smile at all.
No.
He didn't smile one bit. Recap the Panos thing.
Yeah, and so he usually says that.
Well, I'm saying this with a smile on my face.
I'm smiling while I say this. Yeah, he did. He was not. He was praising Joe Panos, the agent for Tyron Smith, for the way that he operated. But in the process of setting that up, had said, look, and I know I'm not one to normally praise agents, or and paraphrasing here, I'm not one to praise agents. I'm not usually one to think highly of agents. I thought he was going to say, honestly, if he wanted to be the Jerry, like, ooh, I'm smirking, I'm saying, I thought he'd do something like, Tyron's name over here. Sorry, I can't remember your name. I have trouble with the names of agents sometimes. Like, I thought we'd get one of those, and then him laughing and just going, I know his name. I know the names of guys. Like, I thought we'd get one of those, but no, this looked like a... I think he's still clearly sour about what's been going on recently.
Oh, yeah, with David Muligeta, Micah's agent. Woo! That was uncomfortable.
I got to ask, on the Ring of Honor thing, Tyron and Zach slam dunks, obviously. Do you think Frederick is a slam dunk? And if he is, do you think that point they would just do similarly to when they put the triplets in all at the same time?
Let me look up the years played. How long?
He was 7 years, but he sat out a year, so I think he only played six.
Okay. It's five. So, wait a second. Passing and defense, why are these stats coming up? No, double check me on the years played. I'm a Hall of Fame Ring of Honor stickler, okay? I want to make that clear. I have a high standard for it.
Six seasons, five-time Pro Bowler, and four-time All-Pro. No. Not first team, first and second. One-time first team.
It doesn't feel to me like Travis deserves to be in the Ring of Honor. I'm not putting him up there. I'm not putting Tank up there for sure. Would you say Travis deserves it more than Tank?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm saying no to Travis. I'm saying no to Tank. I'm saying no to Zeke. I'm probably saying yes to Romo. And you're obviously saying yes in a cocaine heartbeat to Witten, Tyron, and Zach.
But Frederick, if you want to make the argument of like, what were you at your position or whatever, Frederick was the captain here in a lot of ways. And Frederick was a five-time, like he was one of the top two centers in the game of football his entire career. And Romo was never a top two quarterback.
Yeah, but how many years did Romo play?
Basically nine.
Yeah.
Eight or nine.
If you don't want to put Romo in, I won't fight you hard on it. It just felt like from a rock star status point of view.
Sure.
But then I'm like, all right, I'm probably not putting Dak in. And right now I'd consider them kind of similar, even though I give Romo the edge. We'll see what happens. End of Dak's career. What do Romo, you think? Do you think Romo deserves to be in the Ring of Honor, Peyton? Romo, Zeke, Frederick. Any of them?
Romo, yes. I would lean Frederick, yes. He was really good when he did play. But, I mean, out of the three...
Oh, no, I'm not dissing him as a player
I'll
whatsoever.
Be honest, if you're...
But the Ring of Honor...
If you're the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, you probably need to win a Super Bowl to go in the Ring of Honor to me. That includes Dak. Like, Dak, Danny White, Romo. Like, Danny White's not in there. By the way, Romo played 31... Had 31 more career starts than Travis Frederick. So, basically played two seasons.
And Travis, you said, was six?
Six seasons, played every single game when he played. He had the 1 year where he was out with Guillain Barre, but he had five-time Pro Bowler.
What do y'all think? And let's just not throw everyone in, like, the Basketball Hall of Fame. Like, if you want to keep it to a Cowboys standard, I actually hate that we give the Ring of Honor this much attention because of what Jerry's turned it into.
214, neither Romo or Dak in the Ring of Honor. 817, what about Dez? Dez was just so short. Like, I mean, it was such a supernova. Because even though he played here for 7 years, he was really good for like three or four. Yeah. I mean, if you go back and look at his number, it was basically 3 or 4 years. Because after he got the contract, he got hurt. And so he got the contract in his fifth year. So,
hang on a second. You're making this sound.
No, 2012 to 2014.
1, 2, 3, 4. Then 800 and 838 with 8 and 6.
And I love Dez. And Dez at his peak was as good as any of the people we've talked about.
I agree. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Meanwhile, the Mavs this quarter, 5 of 6 from three. Williams has 2 triples. Thompson with his 4th. Klay Thompson catching fire.
Hell yeah.
ESPN with the call. I'd like to start with the positive side of the room here with Corey Majors.
What up?
What? Crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece. Let these negative Nico Nancys be over here on the
Holy
left.
Holy moly, dude.
He said negative.
Jeez Louise.
Corey Majors, what's coming up on the program?
Guys, today at noon, Dallas Wings GM and EVP Kurt Miller will join us. So we're looking forward to talking with him.
I was a little jealous of that get.
Oh, yeah?
That's a nice get.
We were trying to get Paige. They told us closer to camp.
Who's that? When,
Paige Beckers. Yeah.
I know the GM, but not who you're talking about, the player.
We had him on. We've had him on before, and he was fantastic, right, Kurt Miller? Yeah, he was
really
good.
Clearly left an impression on
him. No, he did.
Right, Kevin, we had him?
He came out to the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, it was out of Buffalo Wild Wings, and he said, for some reason in my mind, I thought he was the head coach. Like, it stuck in my mind that way. Yeah.
What funny, sarcastic, Nico-type question should they ask, like, a sneaky.
Hey, you're not going to trade Paige Beckers, are you?
Well, first, sneaky, I'm Bobby. Dead serious.
I'm
so blunt.
I'm dead serious.
So do the Mavericks have...
Like conditioning. How's her conditioning?
Yeah.
The Mavericks. Do you know she likes hookah?
Yeah, the hookah. There you go. That's the way to do it. Does she... are the Wings... To what extent are they tied to the... Do they have any, like, similar owner? Like, who owns the Wings?
Completely different owner.
Is it completely different? Because I know in a lot of the cities, there's usually some partial ownership from the NBA team.
I do not believe that is the case.
You think Patrick DeMott owns the Wings, too?
No. I mean, we know who he voted for, so...
Holy freaking moly, man. Has he been like, I know he's kind of like this every day, but
no, he turns it on when there's other people. He's like a little child. So you guys come
damn it, Bobby.
Is he worse with RJ?
Exactly.
Oh, he's been he was very good today.
Okay.
Literally till right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to show off a little bit.
That's what I do.
Good job, Bobby.
Corey, you were asking how the team would start off. Are they just like, put us out of our misery. Let's get this nightmare of a season behind us. They did not.
They came to play. They came to play last night. I loved it. Seeing Anthony Davis telling people to go pack their crap and get out of there to beat traffic. Seeing Daniel Gafford fighting the way that he was. PJ was a monster last night.
AD.
I mean, Brandon Williams, that's the discussion him. Is He's you don't great. Have a point guard. And Brandon Williams like, I'm going to try.
Yeah.
And so they're all trying. They're all fighting and they're giving their best and it was fun to watch for me last night.
What does that look for?
How did you divvy up your sports watching last night, Kevin Hagelin?
It was a lot of Rangers, but part of that was just because, I mean, the Mavericks.
Started seven.
Well, yeah, I saw a good chunk of the second quarter because once they started to roll and just build and build and build, I was pretty locked in for that. Man, I was even impressed in like the last, what was it, minute 17 when it looked like, hey, we're going to have a nice little lead. And they're like, let's keep padding on at the end of the second quarter.
Did you ignore the Stars?
Yeah. Yes. Well, like I had
that game didn't matter at all.
I had Stars on my laptop, but I was doing work on it too, so it was in the small window. Rangers game, big TV, small window for that. And then once I was like, I'm done with this. Once the Mavs started, Mavs were important to me last night.
They're very important. Love them. Draft position is important. Got to know where they're going to finish.
If they lose Friday, they will still have a chance to be in the lottery.
That's true.
When they lose Friday.
Well, that's what McMahon said. Probably today the story would be out, and then he was wrong about that.
Dude, he is so lucky, Nico, that he gets to watch two games back-to-back from the stands. That's where he's lucky. He doesn't have to hide in his little troll tunnel with his 10 deep on security.
All right, seriously, do you think that he is happier? Take home court advantage, how the point spread would change.
Yeah.
You want to look right, if you're Nico, by having them make the 8th seed.
Yeah.
You think if he was really given the choice of two home play-in games versus the comfort on the road, but not the home court advantage for the team, what do you think he would take?
No, I kind of think he's fine being on the road.
He would take the two road games.
Yeah, I really do.
That's what he's, I mean, he was like, we packed for eight days.
Yeah.
But
if he had the choice to have two home playing games.
Right now, yeah, I think he would be on the road. I think he wants to be away from everything. And I think he probably looks at it as this is a great way to galvanize this group.
The Shams report, go ahead.
Can I, just a quick question. All right, let's say they do win on Friday. And you get Oklahoma City. I know. But you get Oklahoma City, and all of a sudden it's game 6, and you're down in that series 3-2. Can he go sit where he likes? Because you're taking, like, for some people, the presumptive favorite to win the championship, and you're pushing them.
I think it would take, and I don't even know if this would apply, game 1 of the finals.
Wow, we have to get all the way there?
Yeah. I genuinely don't think he takes a seat in the arena no matter how far they go. He won't do it.
This year or ever?
This year he won't do it.
No, but I'm saying, let's just say that they made the finals.
This year?
Could he game 1 walk into his seat at the AAC? No.
He should.
No.
Because that means Luka wouldn't be in the finals and his team would.
Doesn't
matter.
And
they even lost Kyrie.
Doesn't matter to them. The fans are not going to forgive him. He needs an offseason away from everybody's memory before he can try it.
I don't think he sits in the seat next year.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hopefully, because
he's fired.
I don't think he sits in the seat next year. Does it change y'all's mind at all that Shams reported Dumont made Nico do that secret media meeting?
No, it... Well, and I guess...
I saw your rant, by the way, about throwing away the shirts. Very good.
That's stupid. That was a dumb thing.
Your rant?
No, the way that they were treated. The whole thing has been ridiculous.
Be kinder to yourself, Corey. It blew up.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. When we were at the Super Bowl, I was told Dumont.
Oh, you were there too.
Yeah, you were there. We had dinner together.
It was one of the times he didn't have paternity.
Yeah, I was with your wife.
Yeah, that's true. Good, more than I was.
But I was having dinner with your wife in New Orleans.
That's a true story.
I went on a ride with
you
your wife too. Yeah, and Sean's wife.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey,
whoa, and my wife, like all three of them. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Hugh Majors over here.
But
Corey Mahore. Yes. I can say that after that Purdy news yesterday.
So inside. But there were multiple people that said Dumont forced this more than Nico did at that time. So anytime I hear that Nico's being told to do things, I absolutely believe it because Dumont doesn't have a.
But hang on, do you believe that Dumont forced the Luka trade?
No,
I don't.
I think he had a strong hand in it. Absolutely,
he got talked into it, and he was like,
"I don't think it was just approval. I think there was more conversation on his side of get rid of that guy."
I do not think that.
Think what?
That Patrick Dumont was the architect of this.
Does the Nico meeting change your mind at all, knowing Dumont set it up, made him do it?
No, just because it wouldn't surprise me to know that, like, Nico didn't particularly want to meet with the media. So that's the way I interpreted that.
So Nico getting off the hook would be believing Nico didn't want to meet with them whatsoever at all.
Yeah.
He didn't want to answer to anybody, yeah, and
that's,
ever.
That's kind of what I think.
Because it didn't make sense that they did it the day before the play-in game. That was really stupid.
Well, because they thought, doesn't it make sense? Or does he think that was going to be his season-ending press conference? Like, that's
what... do it after after you're eliminated. They pack for
don't even
days.
Have to worry about it after that, yeah. I mean, that makes a little bit of sense, like... You don't even have to worry about it once you've already had the conversation.
McMahon said they initially planned it 2 weeks ago.
Supposed to go 2 weeks ago, and somehow he was able to delay it. But Dumont wanted him to do it before Luka came back.
Okay, and that, I get that.
Does that make more sense?
Yeah, but...
So that
that ignites everything with Luka walking into the building.
Spill all this stuff about how much you hated Luka, so you could get all that stuff out there.
I think my big takeaway today is Bobby saying that there are PR firms who have been offered... consultancy with Dumont, and the PR firms have said no. They're like, nah.
Don't want to touch that.
Don't want to touch that. Billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks. We don't want to do PR for them. And the people are like, we may need to get this guy some PR help.
They're so bad at this.
It's like Nui said yesterday. He's like, yeah, it seems like they hired an FBI person to run their PR, which is what they did. Their PR director right now is somebody who never worked in sports. She was at the FBI before, and he's like, this whole no recorders come meet with us in a room we've never seen before, that feels like an FBI thing.
Yeah, military and FBI.
That's the two of them. I don't know. The only way this could have been fixed at all, not even fixed, the smoothing over that could have happened would have been Nico at some point doing media with the media, like doing availability with the media, having it recorded, and just being like, guys, look, we're about to go to the playoffs. We would love your support. I understand how painful this has been for everybody. It's been painful for some of our own players, some of our own staff. This was a really hard decision we had to make. We didn't make it lightly, but that's the problem. He's always made it sound lightly. I brought this up as a joke at coffee, and Pelinka was like, would you? And I was like, maybe I'll do it. And then I told the owner, and he thought I was joking. They're so flippant,
but it was,
and since then, defiant.
Not lighthearted the other day. What's coming up on the show?
Oh, yeah, we do have Kurt Miller joining us at noon today.
Yeah.
And then right out of the gate, Stars regular season wraps up. Are you okay with this? Are we all right? Is everything all right?
Because another player got hurt?
Yeah.
We lost again?
We got one of our star players hurt last night.
Bobby said all the DFW championships come with this bad run into the playoffs.
That's what they are. Cowboys struggled heading into 95 at the end of the year. That was the load left. Rangers had it happen when they won. Mavericks, I think, struggled down the stretch entering the 2010-2011 playoffs.
I remember them having, like... they had lots of injuries.
People thought they were about to choke against Portland.
Games,
yes, I do remember that.
All right, we're back tomorrow. Friday edition. The KNC Masterpiece is next on 105.3 The Fan.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.